This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Off to Philadelphia. Team will reconvene tomorrow. They'll have 2 days of joint practices, and then they have a 1 o'clock game on Saturday, and of course you'll be able to listen to that game right here on 92.3 The Fan, home of the Browns. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So maybe, Jeff, it feels like maybe Dylan Gabriel will start on Saturday.
Play, yeah.
I think he'll start.
I wonder if, yeah, I wonder how Kevin's gonna play it out. And I think either way works. I would hope that the guys who take, I would like to see Kenny Pickett play. That doesn't seem likely. Right?
Well, if Gabriel starts, Pickett's not playing, probably.
Well, the way it looks now, if Kenny can't get on the field, you know, tomorrow for practice, or if he does, maybe he actually just takes snaps in practice and is able to go and doesn't play in the game. I would think Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders play, and play a lot. And if you need anybody else, Tyler Huntley.
I think you have to look and see how much Pickett plays the next 2 days.
Yeah, if he doesn't play in the next 2 days in practice, I would guess he's probably not going to play regardless in the game. You never know. But I can't wait to see Shedeur Sanders get a second look, and I can't wait to see Dylan Gabriel get his first. You know, chances are Dylan would have started that game against Carolina.
Yeah.
If it weren't for his hamstring injury.
Yeah.
I think this guy, Andy, until we see him, I think everybody, and I get the feeling, you tell me, I get the feeling that he's kind of an afterthought in this whole quarterback thing in the eyes of most Browns fans. He's number four on most fans' depth chart and interest level. And should he be? I don't know. I wouldn't think so. The Browns appeared to have given him more chances during training camp than they gave Shedeur Sanders. And I'm just anxious to see him go out. I had one of our coworkers say something to me this morning, and he said, boy, Browns are one more game away from having a real problem.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I said. What do you mean? And he said, if Sanders goes out and plays well, they have a real problem.
That's not a problem.
Exactly.
In fact, I would hedge my bet that Sanders will have a good game Saturday.
Don't you hope he does?
Yeah, because the level of competition he's playing at should be a little bit softer.
Yeah, in theory. Don't you hope Dylan Gabriel goes out and plays real well?
Although it is the Eagles, so let's be realistic about it. But
don't you hope Dylan goes out and plays real well?
I hope they all play well. And
yes.
I hope that.
Why, Andy? Why?
Because we want Kevin to have to make a difficult decision about a good starting quarterback. And if it happens to be one of the rookies, it's even better. So we don't sit around here and say, oh, they wasted draft picks.
You know what the worst case scenario could be here? Is this. Well, the only guy who didn't stink was Joe Flacco. So I guess we have to start him. If Flacco starts, great. I hope it's because he beats everybody out.
Yeah, not by default.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want Flacco to be there because, one, he's the guy that Kevin trusts the best or the most with his offensive scheme. I also hope that, you know, if he picks Flacco, it's because he has the strongest arm, he has the most confidence in him, and he believes they have an opportunity to win.
You know what I hope?
And if he's got to feel that way about somebody else, okay, I'm okay with that.
I hope somebody beats him out. You know why? Because I think Joe's set a pretty high bar. You know what Joe Flacco is going to do for you. You're all happy about it, which is fine because he played. He played very well here. He did.
He played great here. Yeah.
There were moments where there were moments where it wasn't so good, but he set a bar here. And if somebody can come out and beat him out, terrific. Wouldn't that be great if somebody beats him out? And if somebody goes out and earns the starting job, earns snaps, I don't expect it to be one of the rookies. Maybe it's Pickett. If nobody does, that's the way it goes. But I hope the Browns end up at the end of training camp with, oh my God, we have four guys who we actually like at quarterback. Four guys who we like. That would be, I'll settle for three.
It does, and I know this goes against every argument I've ever had with you about this, but it does go to say something that the future would look brighter if it was Pickett, Gabriel, or Sanders as the starting quarterback.
Well, yeah, it would.
Time, it's an age thing more than anything else.
That's just reality.
But I also think that is a equation that works for teams that are not sitting here arguing about four quarterbacks.
But you know what, though, Andy? You're right about this. If nobody can beat him out, then you start Joe. You know, the hope is somebody is good enough to beat him out.
I was really in the Pickett camp early on this thing. Because I was like, well, you know what?
Out of sight, out of mind, right? Out of sight, out of mind.
But we're also banking on the thought that the Steelers, when he was there, that things truly went sideways there.
Well, the offensive coordinator got fired.
Right.
You know, the one thing about Pittsburgh that
Pittsburgh gave up on him.
Well, that's the thing that screams against Kenny Pickett.
I agree.
Is that they used the number one pick on him. They gave him only 2 years.
Which they normally, like, they're
that's not
super
their,
smart when it comes to their drafting.
And I say they gave him only 2 years because they brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Then he asked out.
Right.
And he wanted to be out. And I don't blame him. But if they thought there was some potential there, there's no way they bring in both of those guys. Maybe bring in Russell Wilson and move Pickett to the bench. But they brought in two guys who slotted right above Kenny Pickett there. That's the only concern here. You know, do the Steelers really know something? Or did they screw up?
How often do they make mistakes?
I think they might have made a mistake with Russell Wilson, and I think they might have made a mistake with Justin Fields. I like Justin Fields. I like Russell Wilson. Mm. Russ's best days are behind him. Justin Fields' best days are ahead of him, I think.
216-474-0092. Jay's in Westlake. Hi, Jay. Thanks for hanging on.
Jay.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was thinking about this last draft, and, you know, we all know that the Browns grabbed Gabriel at 94. But at 92, the Seahawks took Jalen Milroe, who was a guy I'd been watching.
Yeah. Right. And of course, Tommy Reese worked with him at Alabama, the offensive coordinator.
Exactly. So my question to you is, if Milroe had lasted to the Browns pick at 94, do you think they take him over Gabriel? And two, if they do take him, do they still take Sanders in the fifth round? Now, I think Sanders was a hell of a value pick, considering where they got him. But if you look at the skill sets of Milroe and Sanders, I mean, they seem to be somewhat redundant.
I don't know. Milroe is. Have you seen video of him, Jay, in highlights? He's really athletic and he's a great runner. And Shadur's not a great runner. Shadur's a better thrower, but Milroe's arm is considered stronger.
I think they
have different skill sets.
And also, they would or would not have drafted him probably based on Tommy Reese, right?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So if they didn't want him, it would probably be because he's like, guys, we need to go in a different direction on this. Or if they did want him, it was him standing on the table going, hey, I've had him before. I know we can have success with him again. You know, it's all hypothetical because it never happened. But don't you think that he would have had I think he would have had a humongous voice in that room.
So, again, I guess my thing is if Gabriel and Milroe are both on the board, do the Browns still take Gabriel or do they take Milroe, in your opinion?
That's a real hypothetical, and I have no idea what they thought of Milroe and what they thought of Gabriel. They obviously like Gabriel.
We were
Gabriel
trying to connect
lot.
The dots on that, though, left and right.
Yeah. Remember, the Seattle traded Geno Smith, correct? Yes.
Correct.
And then they used that pick to take Milroe. I thought Milroe was a more dynamic.
Did Seattle trade up to?
No, they traded for that pick on March 7th.
Oh, okay. Well, they might have known something, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe got wind or said, you know, let's try to get ahead of Cleveland on this.
Well, maybe. I personally, in watching both guys, Milroe to me was a more intriguing prospect. He's bigger. He's terrific runner. I mean, he looks really good. And that said, Dylan Gabriel might be the most experienced quarterback coming out this year. And I think he's got everything about Dylan Gabriel screams yes, except for the fact that he's under 6 foot tall.
If he was 2 inches taller, like this wouldn't even be any kind of conversation.
If he was 6'4",
although I don't know that he doesn't last till the third round.
No, if he was 6'4", with his skill set, he'd have been a top 10 pick. I think he might have been the first quarterback off the board. You never know. The guy put up unbelievable stats in college. Took care of the football. Threw it accurately. Runs really well. And has a really strong arm. I mean, just about the only thing that doesn't click with Dylan Gabriel is his height. And can he overcome that? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Hmm. You know, most small quarterbacks, Andy, don't overcome it. That's why the NFL is not full of small quarterbacks.
Yeah, I wish he was. I want to see what he looks like before I start. I'm done with the height thing.
Andy,
it seems very hard to overcome.
We've watched highlights of him in college.
Yeah.
My God, is he good? He was a great college quarterback. Now, can he do that in the NFL? That's a real valid question, and it's why he went in the third round. Higher, actually, than many folks thought he would.
Is he forgotten, though, right now? That's my question.
I think he's the lowest man on everybody's quarterback list. And I think he's not nearly as rootable. It's not a word. Everybody roots for Shadur. I don't see people all giddy about Dylan Gabriel.
If Sanders wasn't here, I wonder how fans would feel about Gabriel.
Everybody would want to see him and hope that he could beat out Joe Flacco.
Yeah. All right. You're talking about quarterback who's under 6 foot. When we come back, I want to talk about a quarterback who's 6'5".
Ooh.
And I mean,
big arm.
The story makes me smile like Bernie Kosar figuring out his own way to play for the Cleveland Browns. What am I talking about? You'll find out next. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Okay, so I've been talking about this quarterback that said some things that are super exciting, and it reminded me, although I have not heard the audio, I wanted to wait, I read it, but I did not hear it.
You want to hear the excitement in his voice, don't you?
I'm super pumped about this. So the AP college football poll came out. Texas is number one. Ohio State is number three. Who's above Ohio State? Penn State, who a lot of people think can win the Big Ten this year. And the man powering the machine in Happy Valley is one of our own from Medina, Drew Aller. And Aller,
Medina B.
Anybody who watched him at Medina and just said, there is something special about this kid. There's like no, I remember watching, he had a playoff game that I watched against Cleveland Heights. It was at Medina, and it was just like, wow. Like this kid, and Heights was pretty good that year. I just remember watching going, this guy, and it reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger. Like, he has a lot of the same skills. That was in high school. Now, you might want to think things a little bit differently now. But, I mean, the kid can play. He didn't have a lot of weapons. I don't want to make excuses for what's happened at Penn State, but he has gigantic expectations this season. So, all right, so the podcast he was on was the Ross Tucker podcast, correct? I want to make sure. Give him credit where credit is due. And Browns fans, this is like ear candy. All right, so let's hear what he had to say.
I know you're from Cleveland. Did you grow up a Browns fan?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so would that be your dream team, or that would be pretty special to get drafted by them?
I mean, that would definitely be special because, I mean, my dad had season tickets growing up. They've been passed down since my great-grandfather.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so like back in the... I think 50s or 60s is when my family first got the tickets in their name. So that would definitely be surreal just because, I grew up going to every home game from the time I was 7 to 8 years old to by the time I was a freshman in college.
Oh, you go to every home game?
Yeah, no matter the weather or the record. Yeah.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to any preseason games in 2006, do you know?
I don't think so. I was only two. So,
oh, gosh. I got traded to Cleveland during training camp in 06, and I started the last three preseason games. So, yeah, maybe baby Drew. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that makes me feel so old.
Ah, that was awesome.
Great-grandfather.
Fourth generation.
Tickets passed down, Andy.
Fourth generation Browns fan wants to play here. Quarterback of the number two team in the country right now. They haven't taken a snap, but.
All he had to do is drive the speed limit up 71, get to the stadium.
Drew, whatever you do, please drive the speed limit so we don't have to talk about you like that. Oh, man. You tell me you wouldn't want him next year? I mean, there are some... I don't want him because it means that one of these four quarterbacks worked out. But if they don't, you got two first-round picks next year, and I can't tell... I'd be super excited if they got him as their starting quarterback. He's 6'5". Like, we're not questioning his height either. Although, after what happened to Brian Hoyer, I don't know if it's great to be a hometown guy playing quarterback for the Browns.
Oh, check that at the door.
I want to, but
check
I can't
it
let
door.
It go.
How'd it work for Bernie until
it
Bill
great.
Decided his skills were diminishing?
It worked great.
Exactly.
It was awesome.
Exactly. If a guy comes in and he's really good, it's not going to matter. Brian Hoyer was in a bad spot here because they drafted Johnny Manziel. That wasn't his fault. Brian did a nice job here.
There's a part of me, though, that when Mitch Trubisky was out there, I wanted him to be the Browns quarterback, but I didn't want him to be the Browns quarterback. I didn't want him to have to go through that same scrutiny. And I was obviously I was a little concerned about the resume coming out of college for him too. But I rooted for Trubisky, you know? And I wanted him to be the quarterback, but I didn't. Do you understand what that means? Like,
no, I remember you saying that.
I for his own protection, I didn't want him to be the quarterback here. Because I feared that if it didn't work out, like the last thing you want to do is not be able to go home. But fourth generation Browns fan wants to come home. If the possibility's there next year, I'm all in. I'm all in.
The Browns are going to be in a situation, Andy, where they're going to be able to draft a quarterback next year. And I would, my gut tells me at this point, there's no way that they will not be drafting a quarterback next year. I just think they will be. I think there's only one scenario where they don't draft a quarterback next year. And it's if Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders ends up being the starter here by like week 4 or 5. And then plays really, really good football the rest of the way. And they think they have found their quarterback of the future. I think even if Kenny Pickett does the same thing, they would draft a quarterback.
I agree. Gabriel or Sanders is the guy that has to jump off the page this year to make them not draft a quarterback next year.
And really jump, Andy. I mean, I think they've got to be really good.
What does that mean? Just play smart. I'm going to get rid of the football fast. I'm not going to have any pre-snap turnovers. I'm going to limit my pre-snap penalties. We're going to limit the turnovers. I'm going to take care of the football. I mean, I don't think the bar is very high.
Let me check that for you. You'll know it when you see it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does the guy go out on the field and look like an NFL starting quarterback? And does he do it for more than a game? Does he do it for 2/3 of the season? I think that's the only way they don't draft a quarterback, because they're going to be in a position next year between their pick and Jacksonville's pick. At the very least, you would think one of those picks is going to be a top 15 pick, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep. Or you easily can work your way up.
Or you can work your way up.
Yeah.
You have two picks. Team doesn't need a quarterback, and they happen to be above you. You don't think they would take two number ones to drop down so you could take a quarterback? Of course they would. I mean, you could make that work. I just think one of the rookies has to be, it's like, wow, that's the guy, done. Because I think they'll take a quarterback next year.
Do you want to look into your crystal ball and tell me what that quarterback room looks like a year from today? I can.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be Deshaun Watson. Quarterback who's been drafted, and Gabriel Sanders. I'm not telling you who's starting. I'm just saying a year from now.
And Gabriel or Sanders.
Gabriel or Sanders.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Deshaun, drafted quarterback,
unless,
Gabriel Sanders.
Unless, Andy, they just bite the bullet on Deshaun and take the hit, that they're going to have to take the hit. He'll be in the last year of his contract next year.
I'll say it this year. It's all about ROI. And if they can get anything out of him this year, I've said this again, it depends on his health, but I still think that it's going to be hard for them to not keep him or not put it. If you don't want to see him play, you better hope that one of these four quarterbacks is helping them. Right.
Yeah.
Or I mean, if you're the Browns, do you want to try to get him, if you can, at the end of the season, get him back out on the field? So maybe somebody would want to trade for him in that last year.
I don't think so. Why would you?
Why would somebody else trade for him?
Mm-hmm.
Because they think he's got something left. And the Browns are going in a different direction.
Have they watched him play here?
I'm just saying, what does he look like after he's healthy?
When he was healthy, he didn't play real well here.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not arguing with it, but if you're the Browns, are you trying to put him out there to trade him? Yeah,
I would absolutely try to trade him. Huh. I don't see it happening.
Cool Ray, our good friend. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing great, but I don't understand this conversation.
Why?
Like, if the Browns, because if the Browns are even, let's say they are considering a quarterback, even this quarterback that you guys are talking about, got a pick.
Drew Aller, yep.
Doesn't that mean that this draft, they purposely was trying to tank this draft, or the guys on this roster, they are purposely going to tank somebody's career? Because if you're trying to go get a quarterback next year, you cannot allow any, well, we already know, any one of these rookies, because we already know what the veteran going to do, and we already know what anybody in the league are. So just these two rookies, you cannot allow these two rookies to ball out, because then that ruins your plan.
Well, let me ask you this. Hang on, Corey. Let me ask you this. Take the name off of the players, okay? Forget about who they are. Forget about right. that. I'm gonna set it up for you like this. What kind of expectation do you have, realistically, for a third-round draft pick or a fifth-round draft pick as your quarterback? I would say most people would say developmental. Let's see what we got, and maybe we, you know, hopefully within a year or two, they're a rock-solid backup. Probably.
Okay, so realistically, I think when it comes to – so let's just be honest. I think when it comes to Shador, I think honestly
– Now, you're putting names to it, though. Remember, I said don't put names to it. Go ahead.
Okay, I think – okay, so when it comes to no names, okay. I think when it comes to a certain person on this team, the argument is that person was drafted in the fifth. But talent-wise, that's the problem. I think that's the argument here. So I think where we look at that is that's their cop-out. But if you go talent-wise, you cannot allow any one of these rookies, no matter the quarterback, they cannot succeed if the Browns are even remotely looking at any one of the quarterbacks to come out in this draft next year. That's the problem. If they're looking at their quarterback to be on the team next year, the Browns cannot allow any one of these rookies to succeed. Hmm. And that is where you get into the not being fair and the conspiracy of, if the Browns were really thinking about their quarterback not being on this team this year, mm-hmm. that is where they go, where you have been tank people's careers, and you're tanking this draft last year, and you're not being fair, and then this is where the league really needs to investigate.
Corey, I'm going to ask you this, because we got to go to break here in a second. What is fair? Does anyone say that fair is defined by giving equal snap? What is fair? It's stacked fair. Already. It's everything stacked.
Okay.
It's always stacked.
Fair is this. Fair is fair, and I'm going to define it like this real quick.
Sure.
Fair is people to you. Fair is people who spend their money paying the seats. If we looking at a young man, anybody, I don't care who it is, the best talent needs to be on the field to win, because people are paying their money.
Cool,
people
are buying. That's the idea. You're right. No, but that's the idea.
That's the idea. So okay. If the best talent isn't on the field, and you're thinking, and the organization thinking, we don't want neither one of these guys,
they're not thinking that at all.
Thanks. Listen.
See, this is the whole thing. Everybody's screaming there's a conspiracy here. You know what the conspiracy is? We haven't had a quarterback who was worth a damn in a long time. That's the conspiracy. And they're looking at four of them. They want these guys to succeed. They want all of them to succeed. There is no conspiracy to keep Shador Sanders down. There is no conspiracy to get Kenny Pickett out of town. There is no conspiracy to make Dylan Gabriel shorter than he is. They want these guys to succeed, every one of them. Why? Because they'll pick the best one, they'll trade the others, and all of a sudden, you're a better football team. There is no conspiracy. If there was a conspiracy, Andy, they never would have drafted any of them or traded for Kenny Pickett.
I love the fact that people think there's a conspiracy.
Dylan Gabriel's now 5'7", Andy. By the way, he shrunk.
Well, I don't think it's a fair fight, but I don't think that anything's fair. So 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Andrew Siciliano is going to join us at noon. Mary Kay Cabot at 1 o'clock. All these things. As the Browns are in Philadelphia, they are getting ready for practice with the Eagles. They'll do 2 days of practice where the majority of the work is going to be done. So when you're watching the game on Saturday, it is a little bit of an optical illusion because there aren't going to be any major decisions coming out of that. The starters are going to get most of the work during these practices over the next 2 days, or at least we know. And for, and as far as the quarterback race is concerned, it's going to be Joe Flacco. Will Kenny Pickett get a lot of time? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, because if Pickett gets a ton of time in the practices, then you probably won't see him, and you're probably looking at Dylan Gabriel starting and Shedeur Sanders coming in maybe second quarter, second half. And I am really looking forward to watching Shedeur play again this week. But it, in some ways, it's an optical illusion. Is that a fair assessment?
Optical illusion in what manner?
Because we watch games on TV and we think that is the truth of what's going on and why someone is playing a lot or you know, this or that.
What most folks don't realize, I think, Andy, preseason games are not as important as preseason practices, even with other teams, even without the other teams as well. You know, I think what's going on the field at training camp is the most vital thing. And then the two practices against Philadelphia will be huge. And then the game is kind of the aftermath wrap-up of that. It's still a big deal, but you know, if you really want to know what your football team's going to look like, watch the practices against the Eagles. Pay attention to that. That's right. Where your first teamers are going to be.
And most of that you're going to get is a what the media is seeing. That's how you're going to find out what's going on. Did we see any highlights from last week? I don't remember seeing anything.
I didn't.
Out of Carolina.
I didn't mean to actually sit and watch on TV.
I meant
pay attention to what's going on there.
If you're allowed to record.
Yeah. Right.
So, outside of the Browns official page. Yeah, so one was allowed to record anything.
That's why you have what you have. Again, and the other part of this conversation we're having right now is going back to the quarterback situation. And Jeff and I were saying, if you're looking at the quarterback room a year from now, you know, what's that going to look like? And what are the expectations? Not that's for the future, but what are the expectations for this weekend? So a lot of little stories going on about the Browns. And by the way, Andrew Siciliano is going to help fill in some of the answers, and so will Mary Kay Cabot as we get through the rest of the show. But I do want to talk to you because I want to hear what you have to say. Brad's in Canton. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. Just hey. A quick thing on Deshaun Watson. You guys probably already know this, but we get a $60 million cap relief next year if
yes.
Watson stays off the field and on pup list all season. I look for that to happen, and I look for him to be cut in March.
I'll buy the cut in March part. I just think, what do you think about him playing this year?
I don't think it'll happen. I don't see it happening. It would cost us $60 million on the cap next year if he plays one game this year.
All right.
So you guys already knew that.
Yeah, anyway. I still, there's a part of me, though, that, Brad, thank you.
There are implications, and they're going to have to either work around the Mandy or bite the bullet and keep him on the team. You know, I don't know all the financials involved here. All I know is that it's not good, right? Can we just leave it at that? It's not good. You move on from them.
Whether it's $60 million or $6 or $600 million, they went out and got him at one point. And I know they said swing and a miss, but there's got to be a part of the ego that says, let's just give this one more chance. Let's see what he can do. Remember what we thought. But why did we bring him here? No matter what has transpired between the day they signed him and where they are right now, Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hi, Jim.
Who killed JFK? We didn't land on the moon. Andy's got mysterious schemes happening that you can't believe. And
what are you talking about? What scheme do I have?
Sanders.
Which scheme do I?
You said you can't believe what you see on Saturday.
You can't believe what you see on Saturday. It's true.
I feel like I'm watching Ripley's Believe It or Not right now.
It is. Let's go up to Niagara Falls. You ready? Let's go make the trip. It's right there on the hill.
But listen, I think here's the biggest thing. Like, and one thing I want to straighten out right off is I'm so tired of hearing people say, Shedeur Sanders isn't, he's not a fifth round top. Listen, you guys know this about anything in life, whether it's your salary, whether it's your house, whatever it is, you know what you're worth. You're worth what somebody's willing to spend in some kind of capital to get.
Bingo.
And all people were willing to spend in capital for Shedeur Sanders. And I like the kid. He was a fifth-round pick. Don't tell me about his talent. Don't tell me. But at the end of the day, all teams were willing to spend on him was a fifth-round pick.
But, so Jim.
Yes, he is a fifth-round pick.
But now, Jim, forward it. Now that he's a Brown, it doesn't matter where he was picked if he can go out and win the job.
Yeah, I'm not even arguing that, guys. Yep. All I'm saying is I'm so tired of hearing people tell me, look, there's no
I agree with you completely, by the way, completely.
Yeah, my big takeaway from all this is, like, listen, we're talking about quarterback for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. At some point, we're going to have to talk about, because if this season goes the way we think it's going to go, I mean, you're going to have to kind of circle back around on Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. And I'll be honest, like, this Dylan Gabriel pick, I don't know how he talks his way. He wasted a third round pick on this kid. How are you gonna justify that?
How do we know it's wasted right now, though, Jim? How do we know it's wasted right now? We don't.
We don't. I mean, we don't. But from everything we're hearing from training camp and all that, and I think, and Ken and Lymore says, do you ever view him as being anything but a perennial backup in the league? I don't.
I don't know.
Well,
can I see him?
Saying,
listen, yeah, Jim. He wasn't supposed to be a big time quarterback at Oklahoma. He was. You know, he went from UCF to Oklahoma. He was big time. I'm not going to tell any kid, I'm not going to sit here and make a judgment on a kid until I see him on the football field. I hope he can do it. My gut, he's probably too short. But that doesn't mean that he is. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Here's my thing. I hate to go through all of this. Like, I mean, it feels like we're rebuilding every other time I turn around. I hate to go through all of this and then trust that Andrew Berry is going to get it right with next year's quarterback pick. I mean, it's just so many eggs in that basket of, like, well, Andrew, how many shots does he get to take a quarterback?
It's as like long as he's got the gig, receivers. That's all. He gets that many shots.
Bump him up to team president or something like that. And I mean, I get it. You like him. Then elevate him and bring somebody else in to make the football decisions.
Jim in Strongsville. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hey, Jeff.
Fellas, good afternoon.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. What do you got?
You know what, Jeff? I cannot believe I'm saying this, but a couple days in a row now, I got to admit that I'm actually starting to agree with some of the things that you've been saying. And as it relates to Flacco, Pickett, and I'm not saying that with disrespect at all. You know, I'm only kidding. You know, I'm looking at this quarterback situation, and there's one thing for sure that I do know is we cannot afford as a team to go in the next year without some type of answers about the room right now, right? And as it relates to the draft with having two picks in capital, Flacco is not a guy I want to see on the field in week 11, week 12, unless we are a winning team at that moment or have a chance of even sniffing the playoffs as a wild card, whatever. The end of the day, progress is what we're going to need, and we cannot have these two rookies sitting here and not know what we have in them, whether it's opportunity by injury or we just decide to throw them into the fire, and then go into next year's draft and say, okay, we've got two first-round picks that could even be higher, just like you guys said, packaging them together, whatever, whether it's Drew Aller, Arch Manning, or if we say, hey, guess what, guys? Shadur is progressing, and we do see some real talent in him. Why don't we use that capital in the front of the draft next year to go get another weapon on the outside for him? There are so many options, but one thing is clear, that the quarterback is the conspiracy, Jeff. You're right, because since 99, we haven't gotten it right, and we're looking at a jersey that's like 3 feet long at this point, right?
40 names,
how can
yes.
How can we rectify that? At the end of the day, we need answers this year going into next year so we actually have something to build upon versus the revolving door of the same nonsense. This is why we get frustrated as fans. And at the end of the day, you're right. It's a business. They're not doing it for us. They're doing it for it to be a business, right? So they're not going to listen to what we see. We can rah-rah all day long, put our, you know, our fist up for the, you know, the Shadur time when he scores, but it's not going to matter if it's only in the preseason and not in the regular season, right?
Correct.
Gentlemen, have a great day.
You
appreciate
too, Jeff.
You as
thank
always.
You. Thank you. Thank you. They have decisions to make. That's all. And we all know it. And we just want to see a quarterback that can help this team win.
It is, scored 30
points.
Isn't this okay?
I'm excited.
Andy, this is okay.
This is I mean, at 0-0, everything is okay.
And guess what? If they don't find a quarterback this year, they're in a great position to draft one next season. So you hope they get lucky this year. And I still expect them to draft a quarterback next year. If not, man, did things go well.
Tony the Cop. Hey, Tony the Cop. Thanks for hanging.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, we got you. Yep.
Okay. Oh, hey, brothers. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, can I first say I want to send out a shout out to all my safety forces out there, all my brother and sisters.
Yep.
God bless the soul of that gentleman, that officer that was killed down in Atlanta at the CDC. God rest his soul and bless his family.
Amen.
Keep him
safe. Yes.
Hey, now I'm going to talk as a cop. I'm going to talk as the father of my youngest son is older than MG. Okay. And if they would have called me up and said, now, when I used to pull a kid over, I would call their parents and tell them what they did. 9 times out of 10, I didn't give them a ticket because the parents are the ones that are going to get their insurance ran up in because of this bonehead kid running over the speed limit, driving like a maniac. So I call and tell the parents. So I hope his parents are listening because y'all should have called and chewed him out for going that fast. Are you insane? What's wrong with you? You know? So I would have pulled him over. He could have got arrested for reckless up. Naturally, I wouldn't because I love the Browns. So I would have said, no, I'm going to look out for your brother. But I would have chewed him out. I would shoot him out and say, are you insane? You know what you could be doing? You know who I think about when I think about car crashes? Bobby Fields. Remember Bobby Fields?
Yes.
Yep.
You know, and we think about, now that's the worst extreme. And we pray that that doesn't happen. But if you're driving that fast, you are a fast driver. You are a menace on the road. I've only went that fast once and I was chasing a motorcycle. And guess what I did?
You stopped.
I broke off the chase.
Yep.
I stopped because I had both feet on the gas. My front of my car was shaking. Mm. All I could see was that he was on the crotch rocket. I can say that, right, on the radio?
Yes, you can.
If not, I already said it if I didn't, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So all I saw was that light just going away from me. And I said, I am not about to die out here, and I'm not about to finally catch up with him. He's dead. Let it go. Come on, Miles. You got to do better because you got rookies. I mean, what can you tell Shadur if his captain is driving that fast.
Tony, that's what we said too. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate you. Thank you for all you do.
I'm sorry, I must have came to the end before you ever talked about that.
We're at the end. No, that's all right. Tony, thanks for keeping the road safe.
We appreciate your perspective, Tony.
Thank you.
All right,
there you go. Tony the cop checking in, giving us a little perspective on things. Andrew Siciliano is up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.